Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Spiritual Readings New Jersey with your host, Jessica Sisko.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the show. My name is Jessica Sisko, and I am a psychic medium. You can find my website in the description for the show. It's www.spiritualreadingsnj.com. I'm also on Facebook, Twitter, and iTunes. If you want to find me there, I'm going to take some callers today. So, can we have the first caller?
Sure, Jessica. Your first caller is from 901-901. You are on the air.
Hi, Jessica. This is Annabelle. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, thank you for calling. What can I do for you?
Well, I was wondering if my father would come in and see what he has to say or whoever shows up.
Okay. I do have a woman in spirit who feels like a grandmother. Would you be able to understand that?
Yes, Jessica, yes.
Okay, and I do feel that there was a not a long illness at the end of her life, but there was a period of time where she had something that would have significantly weakened her and limited her.
Yes.
And she's just coming through as a very gentle but very stable and very firm, very confident person. Would you understand that?
Yes, she was.
And she is here because she is bringing you a lot of love, and she's saying that there's a project that you're starting, or something where you would need a lot of support in your life.
Okay.
Would you understand what she's talking about?
Not right off. I'm taking notes.
Okay. There's something to do with education or career.
Okay.
Would you, it's not you, would you understand someone in your family who is going through a significant transition in that area?
Not right away.
Okay, because she is talking about that, something to do around education or career, something either someone is trying to start a new career or start a new venture in their lives. And she's just here to acknowledge that she's there helping them along the way.
Okay.
Your question?
Well, yes, I was just wondering, does she have anything to say about a dear friend of mine? The first name is Michael. He's kind of sick.
She's saying that you've been a real help to him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And she is acknowledging that he does have a lot of support both on Earth and on the other side. And
okay.
That your prayers are being heard for him.
Well, all right. Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, Jessica, your next caller is 301. 301, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Helen, and my question is, our, like, job in television news, I'd just like to know, when will I find a job and where specifically in the United States?
I do feel like you have a lot of skills and connections in that area. Is that correct?
Yes.
And I do feel that one of those connections and a job for you would be closer to the city.
Do you know, like, where in the United States?
Yes, somewhere in the Northeast, but definitely around a city, like an urban area.
Because I'm looking to start my career in a small town, small city.
So I don't know
if this area is going to be outside of my home state or somewhere else.
I do feel like it would be in your state, but not in your town where you are now.
Okay. All right. Are there any, I don't know, is there any, like, any possible other states besides my hometown if, let's say, nothing works out in my home state?
Are you looking anywhere specific?
Well, I am looking to get out of my state because I've been in my area for too long, and I can't, and I've been in, like, you know, the place I've been living there for, like, since I was born, and I kind of want to, like, get out of the state where I am and go to another state.
I definitely do feel that initially there will be a job in your state, but outside of your hometown. So there will be a little bit of travel. And then I feel that the connections you make there will help you to travel to jobs outside outside of that state. So
okay.
What I would say is narrow it down to places that you would want to go and then look there.
Okay. Anything else?
Did I answer your question?
Well, I am applying to areas outside of my state, so I'm sending applications to other U.S. provinces that are not in my state, that are outside of my state.
Yes, I do feel like you definitely do need to ban outside of your state, or like I said, initially start outside of your hometown, because it kind of feels to me like you've been there for so long that it's just not working for you. Does that help?
Yes. Is there anything else I need to know regarding this?
That's it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, Jessica, your next caller is 214. 214, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, so my question has to do with, I've been looking around at places because we are, Elise is coming up, and I'm kind of trying to figure out which place it is that we're supposed to move to that will fit our budget and all that stuff. There's one place that sticks out for me, and I don't know if that's the place that's good for us. Or, I'm kind of overwhelmed with looking around with so many places because I don't have a car of my own, and so it's kind of making it a little more challenging.
Yeah.
So I need room to breathe. There's a place called Fitzhugh Urban Flat, and I don't know if that's the one. I checked with my pendulum, but, you know, I'm also panicking, so I don't know if I'm affecting my pendulum, if that's the right place for us.
I feel like the first place that you looked at, the first place you looked at and got excited about is the place for you.
First place I looked
at. Yes, I do feel like that would be a good place for you to look at.
And that was in Plano. That's the one? I can't even remember the first place. That was the main place that I looked at. Oh, no, it was... Oh, Jesus. It was the place that we had looked at before, but the application did not go through. And it's very close by to us. That was the first one we looked at again. In Deep Ellum. Is that the one?
I do feel that very strongly. I do feel that if you don't get that one, find something that's similar to that one, because there's a reason that you chose it.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. I was just, the only thing I was afraid with that one, we love it so much was that our application did not go in the last time, and I'm kind of hoping that it will go through if we apply for it again. And yeah. So and as far as me, because I had a car accident like 3 months ago, and I don't have a car because it was totaled. Will I be getting a car anytime this year? Is that possible? Or
I feel like finances are a little bit. There's something going on with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I do feel like it's possible for you to get a car, but within your budget.
Mm-hmm.
And it might not be like the one you had before, just something to get you to where you
around
need to go. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, maybe I could just hold off on it then until, oh, I don't know. Okay. And because I've been applying for jobs as well, and I applied for one with a makeup company. I just haven't heard back from her yet, and I'm hoping that will go through.
I do feel like you have some experience and skills in that area.
In what area, I'm sorry?
I do feel that you have some experience and skills in that area.
Yes, I do.
And I feel like that whole idea of helping people to feel confident and feel good about themselves is important to you.
Yes, I love that.
So I definitely do feel like you would get something related to that, yes.
Okay. Okay, that's great. I don't know if there's anything else, any messages that would help me as well.
That job does feel very strong for you. And also any job within that industry does feel strong for you as well.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, Jessica, you have one more caller left in the queue. 347, you are on the air.
Hello? Hello?
Heading up and down this alleyway here. Now, stick with me because this is the important point. It is just along this wall, probably a poster similar to this, where
it seems that that is.
Did she?
There's no one there. It seems like they've put the phone down and aren't paying attention. I'm not really sure, or they don't realize that they've been connected.
Yeah.
So that's the last caller in the queue. We can try again. I can patch them back in. There was a lot of background noise. I'll patch them back in.
Okay.
Caller 347, you're on the air.
And then they have a rethink and move over here where their taxi seems to be parked. They get in, and then you see a man in black approach.
Again, that caller seems to not realize that they've been patched through, so it's up to you. You have about 8 minutes left of live time.
Well, I thank everyone for listening, and I will be back next Thursday.